Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:22 in Lansing. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Hey, send us some end-of-the-year feedback. Our email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. So President Obama now has less than 2 months to decide if that Keystone XL oil pipeline project will proceed. That is the pipe that would run from Alberta, Canada, all the way down to Texas. Both the House and Senate versions of the payroll tax cut extension bills did call for that project to move ahead. Although one group is saying no to the plan, and that is the Natural Resources Defense Council. And Josh Mogerman is the group's National Media Deputy Director, and he joins me now to tell me why. Welcome to the program, Josh.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Okay, so we know a few things. There's a massive amount of oil in Alberta, Canada, and that a pipeline is by far the safest way to move oil. So considering our need to reduce our dependence on Middle Eastern oil, why oppose this project?
Well, it's important to remember that the oil that comes from Alberta is from the tar sands. It's fundamentally different than other forms of petroleum. So it puts a few of our assumptions about oil on their ears. For example, it's not pumped out of the ground. It's actually strip mined or steamed out of the ground. It comes out the consistency of something like peanut butter. And with it comes some real significant liabilities different from other oil. It has conservatively 30% more carbon liabilities than other forms of oil. In some cases, it's three times as much. And in terms of pipeline safety, there are some real concerns and questions about it. It's more acidic. It contains more sulfur. There have been significant numbers of pipeline incidents associated with this particular kind of oil, including the Kalamazoo River spill in Michigan last year. So there are real questions about whether this is indeed a safe way to move oil, and more importantly, is this oil that we need? You know, this has been sold as a jobs program. This has been sold as energy security. But in reality, this is really just about getting oil out of a bottleneck that the big oil has in Oklahoma and increasing profits. And real questions about whether that is in the national interest.
Now, would the oil not be processed in Alberta? You're saying it would actually be run through the pipe as this kind of a sludge form?
Yeah, it goes through in a couple of different forms, but the one that is probably most prevalent is called diluted bitumen. They actually take liquefied natural gas and mix it with this stuff because it's so dense and heavy, it can't flow through a pipeline on its own. It has to be pushed through at higher temperatures and under higher pressure, and that creates some real safety issues. But, you know, the bigger question is it in the best interest of this country to have 1,700 miles of our most sensitive farmland, some of our most important water resources, put under threat from this relatively new form of oil that we just simply don't know how to move safely yet?
Now, the big thing about the pipeline, though, is the fact that it's going to create jobs. The Institute for the 21st or for 21st Century Energy, which is a project of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, saying that this project would, quote, immediately create 20,000 jobs along the pipeline route. Furthermore, the economic impact would then lead to 250,000 permanent jobs in the long term. Are these numbers right? And if so, how can we say no to a project that creates so many jobs?
Those numbers are malarkey. Allow me to use the technical term there. If you look at a study done by Cornell University, they say no more than 4,500 jobs total. The first thing you should look at with the chamber stuff is that they're not talking about individual jobs. They're talking about job years. This is a multiple-year project, so you divide the number of jobs they're claiming by the time that it takes to do that. So the 20,000 number is absolutely ludicrous. And the bigger question is, you know, so there will be some jobs created in the short term. They're temporary jobs. TransCanada themselves admit that when we're talking about permanent jobs, we're talking about hundreds, certainly not thousands. I believe that's a direct quote
Now, there certainly have been major oil spills, as you referenced the Kalamazoo situation, but the reality is, on the whole, most pipes do last for many decades, sometimes even 100 years plus. Isn't the general likelihood that these pipelines would stand for many, many years?
Well, this is, as I said before, a relatively new kind of oil for us. We've not been getting diluted bitumen from the Canadians. We've only been starting to get it in the last couple of years, because in the past they had been doing some of the partial refining north of the border. They're not doing that anymore because they've run out of capacity, and they think it's cheaper to have us do the dirty work here. You know, there are other costs that are not looked at in this, and certainly opening a significant new route for oil to be leaving North America, and that's what this is about. This isn't about American oil. This is about Canada using us as a throughput to send oil to some refineries in a tax-free international business zone in Houston to be exported. There are a number of SEC filings from those refiners making it clear that they plan to make diesel and send it to Latin American markets where they can make more money. This is not oil coming to us or intended to go into our gas tanks. This is a money play, nothing more.
No, it's certainly interesting that this part of the proposal ended up in the payroll tax cut extension bills. Now, both the House and Senate did have that as part of their bills. Isn't it very likely that the president will, in fact, sign off on this project moving ahead?
Well, the president, when asked about this before those bills move forward, said, if they're going to put a 60-day timeline on us, that will likely kill the project because we cannot make an evaluation of this project in 60 days. And it's important to note that the final map of the pipeline was only released yesterday. This implication that the government has had plenty of time to evaluate and look at this is silly. I mean, the most basic piece of this, where the pipeline is going to run, has not been clear and has not been available until literally yesterday.
Well, it seems that many Americans are not even familiar with the length of it and so on. So it sounds like there will probably be quite a lot more public debate. And I guess we'll see where we go from here. Josh Mogerman, he is the National Media Deputy Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Josh, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, and hope to talk to you about this again soon.
Absolutely. We will do that.